With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senior U.S. administration officials will meet with a Chinese delegation Monday in London. That for the next round of trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing. Ken Moorman has more.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restart exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
Now, China expert and author Gordon Chang says he's not surprised by the arrest of two Chinese nationals for smuggling a biological pathogen into the U.S.
We have seen the Chinese use farmland, for instance, in Oklahoma to base human trafficking operations. And many of the illegal marijuana grows in our country, Maine, Oklahoma, elsewhere, that's Chinese run.
U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. Labor Department says hiring fell from a revised 147,000 in April. Unemployment rate fell for the month, staying at 4.2%. President Trump says his policies are helping the economy.
The country's doing really well. Almost, I think, in a very short period of time, you're going to be saying doing better than it's ever done before. We have hundreds of plants coming in, a lot of jobs are being created.
And the Supreme Court handing the Trump administration not one, but two victories in cases involving Doge. This is SRN News. A new look at gay marriage around the world.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT people in the United States say transgender individuals more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll finds most LGBT adults believe there's a great deal or a fair amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people. Half say that's not true for those who are transgender. Vigorous promotion of transgenderism in the country has sparked somewhat of a backlash. This is SRN News. Customers mourning the loss of a major fabrics outlet now at least have another choice. Keith Peters explains what's going on.
Craft labels from the now-shuttered fabric seller Joann are making their way to a new home, Michaels. The Michaels companies announced it had completed a purchase of Joann's intellectual property and private label brands in an acquisition that arrives as the Texas-based crafting chain works to expand its own fabric, sewing, and yarn offerings. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Joann announced it would be going out of business back in February. Keith Peters, Washington.
Wall Street Friday ending the week on a strong note. Stocks higher and heavy trading. The Dow gained 443 points on the day. The NASDAQ up 231. The S&P 500 ahead 61 points. More details at srnnews.com.